Have you ever found yourself in a situation where you need to calculate something, maybe the cost of a few items?
Oh, definitely. Or figuring out a budget for a small party, perhaps.
Yeah, or even just tallying up points in a game. We do these calculations constantly, kind of on the fly. But have you ever stopped to think about the precise, almost secret language we use for these numerical
Oh,
problems?
that's a great way to put it.
Today, we're doing a deep dive into the language of numbers, arithmetic expressions. And this isn't just, revisiting old math lessons.
Not at all.
It's about really dissecting the grammar, the syntax of how we combine numbers to solve things.
That's precisely it. Our mission today is, well, to demystify these fundamental mathematical phrases, make them clearer.
Okay.
And by the end of this this deep dive, you'll hopefully have a refreshed understanding, sure, but also the confidence to translate situations into math.
Translate real-world stuff.
Yeah, and compare expressions, use properties to simplify things, basically feel equipped.
Great. Our guide for this is a fantastic chapter titled The Language of Numbers, Arithmetic Expressions. It lays things out really well.
It does.
And we're here to distill the most important bits, the core ideas for you.
And you probably already feel comfortable with the basics, right? Addition, subtraction, multiplication, division,
Yeah.
maybe some early algebra.
Sure, most people have that foundation.
Right. So this deep dive takes it up a notch. We're moving from simple number sentences to really understanding these mathematical statements, their structure, their power.
Like going from single words to whole sentences.
Exactly. Coherent, universally understood sentences in the language of math.
Okay, so let's unpack this then. We all use them, but what exactly is an arithmetic expression?
Good question.
In its simplest form, it's just a mathematical phrase, right? Made up of numbers and at least one operation plus minus times divide, or both numbers in operation.
Correct. Like 13 plus 7,
Or 25, 9,
6, 8.
45, 8. Those are all basic examples.
Yeah. And what's often overlooked, but really important, is the difference between the expression itself, that phrase, like 13 plus 7.
The blueprint, you called it.
Exactly. The blueprint. And its value, which is the result. The answer. So for 13 plus 7, the value is 20.
Expression versus value. Got it.
And it's pretty cool how different expressions, different blueprints, can lead to the same result. The source mentioned 10 plus 2, 15, 3, 6, 2, and 24, A2.
Would they all equal?
12. All of them equal 12. It shows the flexibility you have within this number language.
Okay, so once you get that distinction, the next step is translating words into these expressions.
That's a key skill, yes.
Yeah.
Turning a story problem into clear instructions.
So the example, Robbie has 15 marbles and gets 8 more. That just becomes.
15 plus 8. Simple.
Or Sin had to 20 cookies and she gave away 5.
25. You identify the amounts in the action.
Right.
And, you know, it's worth a quick historical aside. These symbols we use,
Okay.
plus A,
Okay.
they weren't always
Oh,
there.
really?
Yeah, the plus and minus signs only really showed up in Germany, late 15th century. And multiplication and division symbols became popular even later, 17th century.
Wow. So how did they?
It was a huge step. It created a shared language, a universal blueprint, letting people collaborate across distances.
Makes sense. And these expressions, they're not just for schoolwork.
Absolutely not. They're everywhere.
Like figuring out discounts when you're shopping?
Yep. Or planning trip expenses, adjusting recipes.
Gaming score?
Sure. It's real math for real life. It helps organize how we think about numbers.
Okay, so we can write expressions, find their value. What about comparing them?
Ah, yes. Just like comparing numbers, you can compare whole expressions.
How does that work?
It's pretty simple, really, a two-step process. First, you figure out the value of each expression. You calculate them.
Okay, get the answers.
Right. Then you just use those comparison symbols we all know. Greater than, less than, or equal to.
Okay, can we try one? Like comparing 15, 6, and 4 plus 3?
Sure. So 15 minus 6 is?
9.
And 4 plus 3 is?
7.
Right. So 9 is greater than 7, which means the expression 15, 6 is greater than 4 plus 3. You're right. 15, 6, 4 plus 3.
Got it. What about 3 or 8 versus 36?
Okay, 3 times 8 is 24.
And 30 minus 6 is also 24.
Exactly, so they're equal. 3.8 equals 36.
One more. 28, 4 compared to 2 plus 5.
20 divided by 4 is 5.
2 plus 5 is 7.
So 5 is less than 7, meaning 20.42 plus 5.
Simple enough. Evaluate, then compare.
Exactly. And sometimes you can even take a shortcut. Imagine comparing, say, 100 plus 50 and 100 plus 60.
Oh, well, the second one's obviously bigger.
Right. You don't need to calculate 150 and 160. You
Yeah.
see, they both start with 100, and 60 is more than 50, so the second expression must be greater. Saves a bit of time.
And that kind of quick comparison is useful, isn't it? Like figuring out which shopping deal is better.
Definitely. Or who scored more in a game? It helps make quicker decisions when numbers are involved.
Okay, this seems straightforward so far, but
Oh.
here's where I remember things getting tricky.
Huh. I think I know where you're going.
Why does something like 10 plus 5 times 2 cause problems? If I add first, 10 plus 5 is 15 times 2 is 30.
Right.
But if I multiply first, 5 times 2 is 10 plus 10 is 20. Two different answers.
Exactly. That ambiguity is a real issue.
So how do we fix that? How do we make sure everyone gets the same answer, hopefully the right answer?
That's where the universal rules come in, the order of operations.
Ah, yes. BODMAS or PEMDAS. I remember those letters.
That's them. BODMAS stands for brackets, orders, like powers or roots, division, multiplication, addition, subtraction,
And PEMDAS.
parentheses, same as brackets, exponents, same as orders, multiplication, division, addition, subtraction. They're basically the same rules, just slightly different words.
Okay, so these rules tell you the sequence.
Precisely. And the key thing, the absolute priority, is brackets or parentheses. They dictate exactly what to calculate first, removing any confusion.
The source had a neat analogy, something about a telescope. Rohan saw a man on a hill with a telescope.
Right. Without commas, it's ambiguous. Who has the telescope? Rohan, the man.
Commas clarify language.
And brackets clarify math. They tell you, do this part first.
Okay, so always simplify inside brackets first.
Always, down to a single value. And if you have brackets inside brackets, nested brackets.
Like 150, 10 plus 5.
Exactly like that. You start with the innermost one, so you do the 10 plus 5 first.
Which is 15, then 50, 15.
Right, which is 35, then finally 135.
Okay, innermost first, working outwards.
Got it.
Now, as things get more complex, thinking about terms helps, right? What are terms again?
Terms are the parts of an expression separated by addition signs. Think of subtraction as adding a negative number.
So in 2, 10 plus 4 times 6, the terms are.
They are 2, negative 10, and the whole chunk, 4 times 6.
Ah, so multiplication and division kind of stick together within a term.
Exactly. They get calculated within the term before you combine the terms using addition or subtraction.
Okay, that helps. So let's put it all together, the full BODMAS-BEMDAS order.
Right. Step 1, brackets or parentheses,
Yeah.
innermost first.
Step 2.
Orders or exponents, powers, roots. We're focusing less on those today, but they come next.
Okay, then.
Step 3, division and multiplication. These have equal priority.
Equal, so which one first?
You just work from left to right as they appear. So in 20A2I5,
You do 20A2 first because it's on the left, that's 10.
then 10A5, which is 50, left to right for division and multiplication.
Got it. And step 4?
Addition and subtraction, same deal, equal priority, work left to right.
So for 10, 4 plus 3.
You do 10-4 first, which is 6, then 6 plus 3, which is 9. Left to right.
Okay, so connecting this back to terms. After brackets and orders, you basically evaluate each term, doing the multiplication division inside them.
That's a great way to think about it. Yes.
Sure.
Get each term down to a single number.
And then you combine those term values using addition subtraction left to right.
You got it.
Let's try that example. 30 plus 5 after 4, 12.2. The terms are 30, 5 by 4, and makes 12.2.
Right. So first, evaluate the multiplication and division within the terms.
5 points or is 20, and 12.2 is 6.
So the expression becomes 30 plus 26.
Now add and subtract left to right. 30 plus 20 is 50, and 56 is 44.
Perfect. See how following the order gives one clear answer? No ambiguity.
Yeah, that makes a huge difference. Order is key.
Absolutely. Now that we've established that order, we can explore some powerful properties. These are like mathematical shortcuts or natural laws that numbers follow. They give us flexibility.
Okay, like what?
Well, let's start with the commutative property of addition.
Commutative. That means order doesn't matter.
For addition, exactly. It basically says A plus B is always the same as B plus A.
So 5 plus 8 is 13, and it plus 5 is also 13. Seems obvious, but I guess it's important.
It's fundamental. It's
Yeah.
why computers can add huge lists of numbers in any order and still get it right. It allows for optimization, even with terms like 10 plus mod 3 is the same as 3 plus 10.
Okay. Commutative for addition. What's next?
The associative property of addition. This is about grouping.
Associative, how you group them.
Right. If you're adding three or more numbers, it doesn't matter how you group them with brackets. A plus B plus C gives the same result as a plus B plus C.
Example.
Think 2 plus 3 plus 4. That's 5 plus 4, which is 9.
Okay.
Now try 2 plus 3 plus 4. That's 2 plus 7, which is also 9. Same answer.
Like the shopkeeper example, adding sales for Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Doesn't matter if they add mon plus 2 first, then wed, or 2 plus wed first, then mon.
Precisely. The total's the same. Grouping doesn't matter for addition.
Okay, commutative order, associative grouping for addition. What else?
Yeah, for a really powerful one, the distributive property. This connects multiplication with addition or subtraction.
Distributive, like distributing the multiplication.
Exactly. It says multiplying a sum or difference by a number is the same as multiplying each part inside the sum or difference by that number and then adding or subtracting.
Okay, what's the formula look like?
It's AAB plus C.
Yeah.
AAB.
Close.
AEC. And similarly for subtraction, AEBEC, AEBAC.
Let's see an example. How about 5 times 10 plus 3?
Okay, one way is 10 plus 3 is 13. So 5 times 3, 13 equals 65.
Right, using the property.
It would be 5 times 10 plus 5, 2.
Which is 50 plus 15.
Which is also 65. Same result.
Cool. Does it work for subtraction too? Like 7 day 8, 2?
Let's check. 8, 2 is 6. So 7 minus 6 equals 42.
Okay. And distributing?
7 times 8.
7 times 2.
That's 56, 14.
Which equals 42. Again, same answer. The source even had a nice visual with rectangles to show why this works geometrically.
Oh, yeah, splitting the area.
Exactly.
And this distributive thing, it's actually useful, right? Not just theory.
Hugely useful, especially for mental math. Say you need to calculate 15 times 98. Looks tough.
Yeah, not one I do in my head easily.
But think of 98 as 102.
Ah, so 15 times 102.
Now distribute 15 times 100.
That's 1530, which is 1470. Much easier.
See? It breaks down complex multiplications into simpler steps. It's a mental math superpower.
Okay, properties are useful shortcuts. Now back to brackets. We know they tell us what to do first, but sometimes we want to remove them, right, to simplify. Yes, absolutely. And there are clear rules for doing that safely.
Okay, rule number one.
If a bracket is preceded by a plus sign, plus, or if there's no sign before it, like at the very start of an expression, you can just remove the brackets. The signs of the terms inside don't change at all.
So like 28 plus 35.
It becomes 28 plus 35, 10. Mm-hmm. Simple as that. The plus 35 stays plus 35. The negative 10 stays negative 10.
Easy enough. What's rule two? I bet this involves the minus sign.
You bet right. If a bracket is preceded by a minus sign, this is where you need to be careful.
Okay.
When you remove those brackets, the sign of every single term inside has to flip. Plus becomes minus, minus becomes plus.
Every term.
Every term. Think of it like multiplying everything inside by negative one.
Can we see an example? Say 240 plus 3.
Okay. The minus sign is before the bracket. Inside we have plus 40 and plus 3.
So when we remove the brackets.
And plus 40 becomes negative 40 and the plus 3 becomes negative 3. The expression is now 243.
Okay. Another one, 500, 250, 100.
Right. Minus sign outside. Inside we have plus 250 and negative 100.
So the plus 250 become...
The negative 250 and the negative 100 become...
Plus 100. Very important. So it's 500, 250 plus 100.
And this sign flipping, it's because of that distributive property again, isn't it? Like subtracting is multiplying by negative 1.
That's exactly the underlying reason.
Yeah.
AB plus C is like A plus negative 1, AB plus C, which distributes to A plus B plus C or ABC. It all connects.
Wow. Okay. So these rules aren't just arbitrary. They follow from other properties.
Correct.
So we've covered a lot. Defining expressions, evaluating, comparing, order of operations, properties, removing brackets. What does this all mean for, you know, the listener?
For us.
It means you're already doing this. You're using these concepts constantly, probably without thinking too hard about the rules.
Right.
But now you understand the why and the how behind it. It's not just abstract math. It's the blueprint for making sense of numbers in the real world.
So give us some of those real world examples again. Where do we see these expressions in action?
All over the place. Shopping and budgeting, definitely. Yeah. Calculating totals, change. Like that example, 500, 2A hit or 20 plus 3I 35 to figure out what's left after buying two items at 120 and three at 35.
Okay.
Recipe scaling. Need to make more cookies. You might use 2 cups, 4 servings and X 10 servings to figure out how much flour you need.
Mm-hmm.
Sports scoring. Calculating total points. Maybe 5 baskets, X 3 points, yeah, plus 7 free throws, X 1 point.
Right.
Travel and distance. Adding up legs of a journey. Distance A to B plus distance B to C, or figuring fuel costs.
Yeah.
Smart shopping with discounts. Figuring out the sale price. a 20% discount on a 200 item. That's 200.2COA200.
Right. These expressions really help organize the numbers and the steps.
Exactly. They help organize, solve problems systematically, and just communicate numerical ideas clearly.
So we've really covered the essentials in this deep dive, haven't we? From the basic definition of an expression.
Right. That phrase with numbers and operations.
I'm finding its value, comparing expressions.
Using BODMAS or PEMDAS to get the right value consistently.
Understanding why brackets are so important and how terms work.
Then using those powerful properties, commutative, associative, distributive, as shortcuts or for flexibility.
And finally, simplifying by removing brackets carefully, especially with that minus sign rule.
Mm-hmm. The whole journey was about equipping you with tools for clarity, precision, efficiency, whether it's for school or just everyday life stuff.
Making calculations less daunting, more systematic.
Exactly. Giving you a solid foundation and hopefully more confidence when dealing with numbers.
Okay, so a final thought for you, the listener. Now that you've seen how powerful and, well, precise this language of numbers can be, how its structure brings order, what's one area, maybe just one small thing in your daily life where you could use an arithmetic expression to make something clearer or maybe more efficient for yourself?
That's a great challenge.
Think about it. Look for chances to apply these secret codes and make them work for you in your world.